clothing optional beaches. They're on the increase.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on evangelism entitled, Why Won't They Listen? Ken, you've often said that society is just crumbling all around us. What does all of this have to do, though, with the book of Genesis?
Well, Mark, without the foundation of Scripture beginning in Genesis, there's no limit to the depths a society can fall. 50 years ago, who would have dreamed of running around in public with no clothes on? When nude camps started in the 60s, they were a big joke. But a survey reported in USA Today found that 19% of Americans have gone naked in mixed company. And young people are even more open to such sin. 34% of people between ages 18 and 34 say they're open to so-called nude recreation, while 11% of the older baby boom generation would even consider it. You know, how shameful. But when there's no foundation, when people reject the Bible's teaching about modesty and shame, what can you really expect? The only hope for our society is a return to the clear teaching of God's Word. We all should go back to Genesis, where God clothed Adam and Eve because of their sin. In fact, that's why we wear clothes today. I'm thankful that God's Word has the answers to all of society's needs.
Are you aware that the creation-evolution controversy is increasingly at the front lines of today's culture wars? That's the conclusion Ken Ham has reached, and you can read what he's written on this topic by going to our website, AnswersRadio.com. Look for Ken's free booklet on the culture wars when you're at AnswersRadio.com.